Chapter 3. Albert's father comes to help. Earth covers Albert's entire body. We dig with our hands to free his head, but his body is still in the ground. Poor Albert. He's not hurt, but he cries and shouts.
Help! Help! I can't move.
We try to pull him from the ground, but he's very heavy and we can't. What can we do? Dickie runs to Albert's house and returns with Albert's father. Albert continues shouting.
Oh, be quiet, Albert,
says Mr. Wilson.
What's the problem?
We're very sorry,
says Dora.
I think we're responsible for this problem.
Why?
Asks Albert's father.
Well, we convinced Albert to dig for treasure,
explains Dora.
But he disappeared in the hole.
I see,
says Mr. Wilson.
Let's help him get out now, okay?
Albert's father digs around his son, and we all pull and pull. Suddenly, Albert is out.
There, that's the end of the crisis,
says Mr. Wilson. He stops and points to something in the hole.
Hey, what's this?
He puts his hand in the hole and takes out a gold coin.
Wow! A gold coin! There was treasure in there.
Well, goodbye now,
says Albert's father.
Hey, wait! Here's another one!
He kneels by the hole and, can you believe it? He pulls out another gold coin. That's two coins in one day. We're very lucky. Albert's father has got very good eyes because we looked in the hole a minute ago and there were no coins there. Well, two coins are sufficient treasure for one day. We're tired and hungry and we want to go home.